All right, guys, welcome back to Couch Talks on You Need Therapy. My name is Kat, and if you're new, Couch Talks is the bonus episode of You Need Therapy where I answer questions that you guys send to me. And if you have a question, you can send it to Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com, and then maybe one day it'll pop up on here. Now, before we get into the question today, we are doing things a little differently. A quick reminder that even though I am a therapist and I'm answering questions, this does not serve or substitute as therapy for anybody, just having conversations on here rather than actually doing what therapy is. But you never know, listening to something on here could encourage you to go to therapy, and I'm all for that. So today we have a very special episode of Couch Talks because, one, this has been in the works for about 20 years.
Just about.
But we have our producer Houston on with a question. I don't know when this question popped up. Was it after you listened to an episode, or is it just in your life this came up?
It's just when I was scrolling through Instagram.
Okay.
But this is probably
so long ago.
2 months?
Yeah, so long ago.
3 months?
Every day I'm like, when can you record? And then Houston tells me, and then I don't answer him. And then I just ask him again.
Well, it's also not fair that you're 2 hours ahead of me.
Which I forget.
Yes.
I do forget.
So sneak peek for all the listeners.
Yeah.
I do not live in Nashville.
Yeah. Where do you live? Tell the people where you live.
I live in Spokane, Washington. So pretty much the opposite side of
that's
the U.S.
Away. Very far away.
If you don't know where that is, just say I live in Seattle.
Which is how far away?
5 hours.
That's very different.
whenever I say Spokane, Washington, they're like, where's that? Is that close to Seattle? I'm like, yes,
but
sure.
People know that city, though. I've heard of that city. I don't know anything about it.
Well, there's not much to know.
Oh, okay. It's pretty. That's what there is to know. It's prettier than Nashville. Yeah. So Houston sent me this question, and I thought it was really, really good and really important, and I want to talk about it. So thank you for even thinking of this question, having this question, and thank you for taking time out of your day, which you do a lot. So this means a lot and is important.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So let's just get into it. Tell the people what you are wondering.
Okay. So I was scrolling through Instagram, and I follow a YouTuber and his wife on Instagram. They have about 20 million subscribers.
Is the account them together? It's not like you follow his wife and then you also follow the YouTuber.
Their account is separate.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Him and her separate accounts.
Okay, okay.
But then on YouTube, they're one thing.
Okay.
And so I was scrolling through her account, and she normally promotes fitness and stuff and that she's working out and whatever. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad there. But then I was scrolling one night, and then I see that she is bragging about how she is now on this very fancy diet and going to lose all this weight, and has already lost a lot of weight because she is only drinking bone broth. And it raised a concern to me because the people that subscribe to them are mostly little kids or teens or something like that. So the most vulnerable, and they are looked up to like they are full on celebrities.
Yeah.
And so anybody who looks up to people normally is like, oh, they're using that product. I'll try that out. And I started scrolling through the comments, and there were a few other people saying you probably shouldn't be promoting this. Mm-hmm. And so my question is, should I make a comment and be like, you probably shouldn't be doing this. Like, think of your fan base, and you might be influencing people more than you think you are. Or do I just leave it and let it go? But then if I should say something, how would I say that?
What do you even say? Yeah.
Right.
So such a good question. I want to talk about like this specific situation, and then I want to broaden that out to like, even if that was like one of your friends, what would you do and should you say something? So this seems bigger since they have such a influence, right? I'm a big fan of using the term calling somebody in versus calling somebody out. So a lot of times when you see stuff like this, I mean, I'll use like Gwyneth Paltrow put some, I'll use the word dumb, book out about intuitive fasting or something. And if you read the comments, they were like ruthless. And I don't think she cared about them. I don't know her, but I don't think she really cared about them. And part of that, I think, is when you are being like called out, Like, that is a very icky feeling, and it then elicits somebody to feel immediately defensive and then defend their behavior rather than hear what you're saying. I don't even want to have a conversation. I'm going to try to convince you that, like, I'm not a bad person. I'm not doing anything wrong. That's the call out culture where it's like, you suck, you're canceled. I can't believe you're doing this. You shouldn't do this. Like, do you even know what's blah, blah, blah. It can sound in a million different ways versus like call in, which is where you kindly and in a caring way, in a non-threatening way, offer information, like offer somebody a different perspective, because I believe that most people are good. Most people are good. I don't think that this person probably put this out there negligent, wanting to harm people. She probably thinks it's working for her, right? Yeah, you didn't think that either. She probably, it sounds like, it feels like it's working for her. She's excited about it. She wants to share it. She thinks it's cool. Okay, so what you're doing is by calling somebody in, it's, hey, I want to offer you another perspective of how I saw this post or how I experienced your post or what your post brought up for me. So the question about should I say something, I think yes. If you feel like if you want to, yes, there's no reason that you should not say something, especially on a public platform where people are like, that's, she's posting this. So she's welcoming feedback, whether or not she actually thinks that or not. So if you want to, if it feels like something that you think is right, then yes, do it. The encouragement would be, how would you do it? Calling in versus calling out. And then the other part is when it's somebody like that, like a public figure, you're also doing that with kind of the mindset of like, they really might not care, right? And they might, or they might not see it. So,
which is more probably the case,
right? And so the question I would ask you or whoever is experiencing this is, what's the why behind saying something? Why would you want to say something? It could be a million different reasons. If you would ask yourself that, like, why would you, if you're like, okay, I understand this call out versus call in, I can do that. I want to call her in. Why? Because I want to change her mind? Because I want to, why?
To let her know that maybe her influence is more powerful than she realizes.
Yeah. So to give her another perspective.
Yeah.
With the expectation of what? What would be your expectation?
Thinking more about posting that kind of stuff in the future.
Yeah.
And maybe not.
Yeah. So, which is a fine expectation, because you're like, maybe think about it, but maybe not. You are going to think about it. But it's a fine expectation. But I always caution people because we can get really wrapped up in this stuff. And I used to get so wrapped up in this where I'm like, I have to tell everybody that's doing these things and I need to change the world. That, okay, I need to make sure that my expectations are realistic. Where if this person has, first of all, with anybody, I don't have the power to change anybody's mind. So my why can be, it would be really nice if they would really hear this and think about it. Also, it's because of my integrity, like to stay inside my integrity. It's when I see something and I see where I can maybe offer some insight, that feels right and good for me to do versus ignore the problem. So I think going into it with realistic expectations is very important. Now, that's a little different if it's like your friend.
Yes.
Right? Let's say your friend, you know they're going to read it. Like, you know they're going to see it. So how might you approach that? If you, because this I'm sure happens to, I mean, it happens to me. I see people and I'm like, oh, I really don't want you to do that.
I think then you would want to not put them on blast on social media and make a comment, right? You'd want to call them or do it in person or something.
Right. Depending on the level of relationship, right? That matches. Yes. So if it's just like an acquaintance, I might DM them. If it is my best friend, I'm going to drive to her house. If it's a friend that lives across the country, I might call. But that is going to look a little different. But it's the same thing of calling in versus calling out, because when we call out, then they're going to get defensive and then that's not going to really go well. But when I'm calling in, it's like, hey, I saw this thing. This is what it brought up for me. I wonder if you've ever thought about it this way. And I also want to know more about like your intentions, because I don't want to make assumptions either. So can we just have a conversation about you post, let's say they're posting about bone broth. Can we have a conversation about this bone broth thing? Because I've been learning a lot about it in diet culture in general, and it just kind of scared me and I care about you. There's a conversation. Again, there's space for us to be very aware of our expectations, because they still might be like, you don't know what you're talking about. My doctor told me that I can do that. Like, there might still be that. But again, it goes back to like my integrity as a friend. It's very kind and caring for me to speak when I see something rather than just see it, get annoyed, and then talk about it with somebody else. So does that answer your question fully?
I think so.
Going back to like the celebrities and the influencers doing this, I do think that is a really important, that specifically. I don't think I've talked about that. I've talked about how to approach like friends and family members, but how do I approach these Instagram influencers specifically, or YouTube or whatever, who on the episode with Nabiha, we talked about how influencers work and how like the fact that they make a living off of kind of being like normal people and kind of being relatable kind of messes with us. And that's like a huge responsibility to have as an influencer. And I'm sure, well, I don't know what it's like, but like, I'm sure there's some essence of like, oh, I can't say anything right. There's always going to be something that somebody has a comment about, right? When you have that much power. But at the same time, like, we can only know what we know. So it's not like you're telling them your outfit sucks. I just want you to know that your outfit sucks. I don't like that. Or like, I want you to, like, you're saying, hey, this is scary. This feels harmful. I know you're probably not feeling or expecting this to be harmful because I assume that you're a good person, but this is how it felt to me. Boom. So are you going to go comment? Are you going to go send this person a message? This was a long time ago.
Well, so I did comment on the post at that time, but I was trying to find it while you were talking, and I think she might have pulled it.
Stop. Do you know, are there other comments that are saying stuff about it on there?
When I commented, I saw two other comments of people being like, this is kind of like disordered eating. Mine was a little longer, and theirs were pretty just like a one sentence kind of thing. I wish I could find it. I'm kind of mad. So she has 2.7 million followers just on Instagram.
So you know there was more than just three comments, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know what is an interesting perspective that a friend of mine gave me when I had posted something and I got like feedback that I didn't like? I was like so upset, and I was like, I'm just turning the comments off. And my friend was like, you don't get to do that. He was like, if you are going to put a opinion or perspective, if you're going to put information out somewhere for people to see that isn't like always factual, it might be your perspective, you have got to be willing to take in both sides of it. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I say that all the time. It feels different when it's me. But
it does.
Yeah. But I took that to heart, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. If somebody says something, unless it's like just really mean, like if somebody says something really mean, like take it down. But if somebody's just like, hey, I noticed this, or I saw this, or I want you to, I don't get to only take in the like affirmations. I think that's fair. Now, not everybody is going to adhere to that because it's their Instagram. They can do what they want, but that's scary to take that. See, she saw that and she said, I'm not willing to have this conversation. Just, I mean, their prerogative. She's not willing to have the conversation.
This is kind of a side note, but on the same kind of topic, when I was in college, I became really good friends and still am really good friends with a guy. And he had a really bad drinking problem. And our kind of little friend group tried helping him and everything. And he wouldn't, you know, want to go to, because I mean, the campus has all sorts of resources. I went to therapy on campus because somebody drugged me there. And in the end, it was, I'm very thankful that she did that. But he just wouldn't accept anything that we were saying or what we wanted him to do. And so I eventually said, I'm going to call you out on Instagram. So like, your parents don't know about this is happening. I'm friends with your parents on here, and you're going to be tagged in this. So obviously they're going to see it. And he didn't believe me. And so I ended up posting.
And so then what happened?
I think it's still on my feed. It got him to stop. It worked. And then I said, I'll give you, if you can now not drink for 6 months, I'll buy you tickets to this concert that we really want to both go to. And there's your reward at the end.
Okay.
And ever since, this has been years, and now he's still perfect.
Okay. Okay. So that, I'm glad you said that, because What you're also talking about is sometimes when we offer information or feedback or perspective, that's one thing. But if the behavior or whatever is working for them, there's no point for them to stop. So if this woman's like, my bone broth life is just helping me live my best life, I don't need this, right? There's no consequence and she doesn't see the harm she's doing, right? So it's like, I can delete these and just ignore that. So there's no consequence. So there's no reason for me to stop. As human beings, if something's working for us, we're going to keep doing it. So for you, for your friend, it's like, well, what are you going to do? There's no consequence. Like there's no consequence that actually matters to me. They might have consequences, but you're like, yeah, look, I'm going to give you a consequence. And I think that's important to talk about because I think a lot of times now, here's the other thing. We can't make people do things if they don't want to do them. We can't make people change if they don't want to change. Like that's one of the hardest parts of being a therapist is I can want you to change so much, but if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. So there's that part that is very important to acknowledge. But I think a lot of times when we do have friends that we see are struggling, we're afraid to upset them. We're afraid to hurt their feelings or piss them off or cross a boundary. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, I'm like, screw the boundaries. Like if I see my friend continuously engaging in an abusive relationship or continuously engaging in eating disorder behaviors or continuously using drugs or alcohol in a way that is really harmful, like I can't make you stop, but I'm going to have to sit as a good friend, sit with the discomfort of maybe making or doing something that elicits icky feelings in you. And it's so hard. It's so, because that wasn't like fun to post that.
No, I didn't want to do that.
Right.
And I didn't know it would work.
Yeah.
That's the craziest
yeah.
part. Mm-hmm. Like that was a shot in the dark.
Yeah. Which is, I think is so cool. I had a friend who had an eating disorder in college. And it's like one of those things where I don't know if this is like your friend, but like everybody's talking about it. We're all talking about it, but nobody's doing anything. And I finally did something and it wasn't met with kindness. Like it was met with like a cold shoulder of like, mind your business. I'm fine. Yeah. And never spoke of it again. We went to different schools, so I didn't see her that often. But years later, she reached out to me and was like, one, I want to say sorry. And two, thank you. You're the only person that said anything to me. And that's sometimes awesome. All it takes is one person. And I think that's this like space of like, this goes into the whole conversation of having the courage to do the thing that you would want somebody to do for you, right? If I was posting something really like harmful on Instagram, like, please tell me. Now you can DM me or text me. You don't have to comment, but like do the thing that you would want somebody to do for you because I don't want to harm anybody. Or if I was acting out in my eating disorder and my best friend saw it, I would want her to tell me. I might be like pissed. I might be like, mind your business, but I also yep. want them to tell me. Like I want my people to show up. And so having the courage to do the uncomfortable thing, I think is really important. Not everybody's willing to do that. So look at you commenting and posting, changing the world, asking the question.
Yeah. I'm just trying it out here and help
yeah.
some people.
Yeah, it's all we need. So I think that was, yeah, I loved answering this question. And if anybody has like specifics, I wonder like things that they've seen where they felt like they didn't have the space to say something on Instagram or something along those lines, send that to us. Cause I'm assuming that we're all seeing stuff like this. And
especially these days.
Yeah. And what Instagram does is it gives us a lot of information, but it also gives us power to use our voice in a different way. So there's something cool in that, I think. Anything else on that? Final words? Anything you just want to say to the people?
Hi people. No, I got nothing.
They probably appreciate that. Okay. Well, that wraps up this episode of Couch Talks. Again, if you have questions or again, if you have experiences like Houston had and you want to share it, you can send it to Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. And, yeah, thanks for being here. Have the day, the week, the hour you need to have. And I will talk to you guys on Monday.
Bye.